Scholastic Audio presents The Lost Track of Time by Paige Britt. Read by Jennifer Giles. Chapter 1.
Beep, 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 beep.
Penelope dragged one eye open and then the other. She'd been dreaming about a fire-eating lizard that spoke in riddles. The lizard was right in the middle of telling her something important when the alarm went off. She glared at the clock. It glared back. 6 o'clock a.m. Here it was, the first day of summer vacation, and even now her mother expected her to get up and get busy. Penelope shut off the beeping and sat up. She dangled her feet over the bed and stared down at her toes. She had to be showered, dressed, and ready for breakfast in 30 minutes, which meant she'd better hurry. She wondered what it would be like to have a day off. Just once. "This won't take long," she told herself. Penelope dropped to the floor and began rummaging underneath her bed for one of the notebooks she kept hidden there. Penelope's room was extremely neat. Her mother was fond of saying, "A place for everything and everything in its place." That's why Penelope kept everything that had no place in her room underneath the bed. There was the hamster habitat she was building. Penelope didn't own a hamster. The diary she was writing for her twin sister.